some other humping land of
tongue twisters, titty twisters, and purple nurples.
It's the gangster humping land of.
There's some sweet tea in the fridge if y'all are thirsty.
It's the sandal wearing land of. It's the garbage raping land of.
Discarded giant pubic hair.
The suffering of tiny baby cows.
The girthy wang member of your mother.
It's the mother humping land of. It's the mother humping land of. It's the mother humping land of. It's the mother humping land of.
Django. Ugh.
Damn it, you heard that?
Hell yeah.
Fucking hell. That's the first sound.
That's his head slapping against itself.
It's Django's thing.
It's now going to be in the podcast.
Hell yeah. Gotta have the dogs. Representing. You're just trying to expand the demographic.
Well, to dogs? Have dogs to too, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, this story is called Adventures in Flux. It's kind of going to be a preface to all the story names that occur in this space and time. Adventures in Flux, Bindar Flynn and the Pit.
Whoa. Shit.
Yeah, dude. The Pit. Thud. His breathing was cut short after being hit with yet another blast of cosmic energy. His nausea was intense, and wherever he was, it smelled of death. Bindar Flynn couldn't see through the bindings covering his eyes, but his innate abilities allowed him to detect subtle variances in the intrinsic energy around him. He could feel he was surrounded by five captors, and his hands were tied together by alloy clasps behind his back. Damned shit-ass consensual cheese-rape handcuffs, he cursed, as he knew they interfered with his powers.
Consensual cheese rape?
Cheese rape?
Yeah.
Wait, I just want to clarify. Is this, like, in a different world than the land of?
Everything is in the land of.
I don't know.
This is tied to the land of, yeah.
How is it tied to the land of?
Do we have a, like,
it's
a time period?
Future!
Okay.
Ah,
okay.
Excellent.
Okay. I was just curious. All right.
No problem.
Consensual cheese rape handcuffs.
Yeah, you can't make that shit up.
No, that's...
In addition to being bound, Bindar could sense a void surrounding his body, and he occasionally tested his footing, only to feel the ground give way to the nothingness below. He broadcast his mind to find himself on a spire above a circular pit filled with bodies. His mind raced. Oh. What couch had he fucked to get into this situation? Whose affluent dog had he kicked in the nugs? Which senator's baby did he call a hideous abomination not fit for living? He braced himself as he was slammed with yet another blast. Blood filled his mouth. His defenses were slipping. He heard his tormentors laugh and knew them to be grinders, a race of grotesque alien hunters. Lurg, stop whining like a bitch. You'll get to nibble on his legs when we're done. Belched the lead grinder, standing nearly 10 feet tall.
But, Vrol, I always get sloppy seconds, whined Lurg like a bitch.
So said your dog when he was sucking off Thermini last night, chirped a third, eliciting an epic oh-snap from the others, including Lurg.
Oh yeah, you're right. He told me about it when he tucked me into bed last night. I bet that was a great time. I wish I was there.
Confessed Lurg back to the third. Lurg was simple, even by grinder standards, which is saying a lot. In fact, Kruglon, regarded as the wisest of all grinder kind, is said to follow a strict, self-induced daily regimen of rock marinating, rock eating, ensuing rock constipation, and violent face bludgeoning to relieve said constipation. Needless to say, Kruglon cannot poop, and has not for 300 years. An indication of great wisdom amongst grinders.
Oh, as is amongst our own cultures.
Yeah, totally. It's mirroring, story is mirroring reality.
Not so different.
Nowhere near the incomparable genius of Kruglon, Lurg's particular brand of idiocy was making it difficult for the guys to make fun of him. But they did so anyways, because fuck Lurg, right? Anyway,
Lurg pulled down his pants for some reason and was greeted by the unintended erection caused by talking about his dog.
Oh, wow.
So wait, this race of aliens has dogs.
Shit, yeah, they do.
For and they're sure. Fucking it's the aroused by it.
It's the future.
Totally aroused by it.
Dog.
Okay.
Future dogs? Or like regular dogs?
Space dog!
Startled by the embarrassing penile smack in front of his peers, Lurg pulled out his shock pistol. Winking to the others, he pressed the gun's cold barrel up to the side of his junk and said, "The pen is mightier than the sword. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. See you in hell!" As he blew his spank rod clean off his body and gave him himself a high six.
What?
Yeah, he did.
Wait, Lurg's...
what is a high six?
Is his dick the sixth digit?
No, he just has six fingers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on. Lurg's comrades were confused, but dismissed it immediately, saying in unison, "Oh, Lurg," as if on cue. The studio audience laughed hard as shit.
Oh, fuck. Not the studio audience.
Oh, shit, yeah. Bendar would usually have appreciated the numbing stupidity of the grinders, but he was in too much pain to care. He knew there was only one chance to get out of this alive, and the time was now. Drawing deep within his mind, he searched for a vein of cosmic energy, called Flux, that was as of yet untapped by the grinders. Their presence was muddying up the energy in the room, making the energy difficult to latch onto. Bendar grabbed a hold of as much flux as he could and focused it into his alloy cuffs. The energy flowed through his body and into the cuffs, heating them to the point of searing flesh. "Now!" Bendar yelled as he double front flipped in the air. Just then, his faithful giant turkey Fred, who had been hiding up in an alcove... That's right. Hiding up in an alcove in the ceiling, grooming while fondling his waddle, expertly shot off the cuffs with his shock rifle and let loose an extreme which would make
Wait,
most...
The turkey has a shock rifle?
Shit, yeah, he does.
Space turkey?
He's Fred.
Or Earth turkey?
He's just a giant turkey.
Does the turkey have a helmet on that keeps him... that allows him to, like, breathe and shit?
I don't think they're in space. I think they're in space.
Yeah, the atmosphere, they can breathe. They can breathe.
Okay.
That makes total sense then.
Yeah. Fred let loose an extreme which would make most people immediately turn hardcore vegan, but also be filled with an uncontrollable desire to eat raw meat, which they are forced to acquiesce, and then upon doing so be filled with so much self-disgust and shame they spiral into a life-crippling depression, which ends only upon their deathbed. Then they die, and their shame ghost wanders around the netherworld alone for centuries until committing ghost suicide on a bed of vegan tofu burgers.
Holy fuck.
So yes. Now we have two stories that involve suicide of some sort.
And this is the second time Jesse has mentioned magical turkeys.
Yes, this was an extremely badass gobbling noise.
Dude. Fuck.
Wish I had a waddle.
Okay.
The bullet hit its mark and one grinder went down. The second bullet went straight through the eye socket of another grinder, sending it plummeting over the edge of the cliff into the pit of corpses below. The corpses didn't seem to mind, as none of them moved to greet their new neighbor. Inconsiderate, lazy-ass, unwelcoming corpses. Typical. By this time, Bendar was done milking the landing on his double front flip and was up on his feet outside the pit, hands free of the cuffs. At the sight, Lurg shit right into the pants around his ankles and then proceeded to bend over and pick up and staple his raging boner back onto the body above the nugs and then shot it clean off again.
Ew.
I think I forgot to turn off the toaster oven, he said to his mutilated junk as if to justify his actions.
Sorry.
Bendar propelled himself forward with the incredible speed using flux and tackled the third grinder, Therm, knocking him down. "Do that again, and I'll contribute to your 401k retirement plan," Therm tried to threaten, clearly failing. I'd rather you die a horrible and painful death," said Bender, drawing more flux and preparing for a strike.
Agreed. But first let me contribute, was all that Thrum was able to get out. Bindar reached out his arms and channeled the flux into the grinder's body and then willed it to expand. Thrum swelled, his nasty skin stretching to the point of splitting like the skin of a grape. Bindar channeled harder as his former captor's organs were forced out of his orifices like Play-Doh through a noodle extruder.
Wouldn't that technically be Orify?
Orify, okay. This is horrible and painful, just as you promised. The grinder managed to gurgle as his stomach ripped through his mouth hole. Perhaps you can teach me to knit later? Dude, grinders are dumb as hell. In response, Bindar put the poor creature out of his misery with a final surge. Don't you know it's illegal to knit when you're dead? He said to the bubbling pile of grinder on the floor. The studio audience roared. Caught totally off guard by the awesome one-liner, someone in the back turned his head to throw up on the man next to him. The man held up a small child to his right to deflect the blow and then puked all over his grandson sitting in his lap. Two lovers kissing in the back hurled him into each other's mouths and just kept fucking going at it. And then the crowd began to simul vomit. A breastfeeding child up front spewed all of the recently ingested milk into her mom's mouth, and the mom liked the flavor so much she chortled into her own mouth while sucking her own teat just to get another taste.
What the fuck?
The mom plans to sell the noxious mixture on the milk market.
Oh, God damn it! Even in the future, the illegal milk market exists.
Always, dude.
That is so fucking foul.
A young child in the corner was freeze-drying chunks of spew into sticks and connecting them via a chain in the middle to use as nunchucks on everyone around him. A vomitous, crazy lady in the back was throwing pet turtles all over the damn place for some reason. And a strange creature in the middle of the room looked down at the chunky carnage at its feet and horked a geyser of spew so ferocious it shot him through the roof like a cannon and out into space. The creature Holy is still fuck. Shooting through the cosmos to this day, propelled by an unending torrent of stomach chow.
Oh my god. Wow.
That there is something seriously, seriously wrong with your brain.
That is a crazy audience.
That fucking
it's not me, dude. I'm just relaying the story.
Yes, I understand. Every one of them. Just narrating a true thing that happened.
Specialist. They have problems.
After 17 straight minutes of chunderstorms and lightning.
Chunderstorms? Are you fucking kidding me?
Holy shit. Okay.
Random stray dog ate some shit on the ground, threw it up, and proceeded to eat it again. Everyone in the audience who had survived the simul vomit session thought it was pretty damn cute. So they brushed the chowder off their bodies and sat down once again to continue watching. Only Simple Lurg and Vrol the leader were left. The former was occupied trying to figure out how to eat a small rock, and the latter was pissed off as shit for reasons he'd forgotten. Fred the giant turkey flew down from his perch and landed beside his friend, shock rifle slung across his breast. Fred said, I know, buddy. I'm glad to see you too, replied Bindar, tears welling in his eyes at the poetry of his friend's words.
Aw, feel the love.
So happy I could facilitate your reunion, growled Vrol, not really understanding the meaning of facilitate, or reunion, or happy, for that matter.
Or of.
Get a load of this, he shouted at the two as he whipped out two glow sticks and started breakdancing, the sweetest insult he could conceive of at the time. Vrol was doing the worm, backflips, the running man, and at one point he put on a helmet, upended himself, and did a fucking ripping air guitar performance to the entirety of Metallica's Kill 'Em All, while spinning on his head so fast he bored a hole deep into the stone floor.
Whoa. The whole fucking album?
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Damn.
Vrull is pissed, and he doesn't know why. Inspired by the flashing lights that came out of nowhere and the electricity in the air from Vrull's red-hot guitar licks, Lurg popped the rock into his mouth and started to pop and lock right into just the sickest robot the galaxy had ever witnessed.
Shit.
Spank my nuts and make me your primary concubine, but then grow tired of me after the magic wears off and I get a little older and some hot little slut comes in and takes my place, Fred. Grinders may be stupid as shit, but holy duck farts of the heavens, can they dance? Fred replied in amazement, suddenly wishing he had followed his dreams and learned to master the air guitar.
Oh, poor Fred.
I know. Vrull's spinning began to slow, and Bendar could sense him gathering flux from around the rim. Bendar tried to wrap himself and Fred in energy as protection, but as Vrull ground to a halt, he let loose the furious blast, which knocked the two companions across the room, slamming them into the stone wall. In preparation for his trademark finishing move, Vrull slipped on a single rhinestone glove and fondled his crotch for 7 minutes while walking slowly over to the two slumped on the floor.
Now, what was he sliding backwards on his own feet?
No, he was just walking slowly.
Okay.
Like grinders do, you know.
Of course.
There ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, sang Vrull upon reaching Bendar's feet, as Lurg did the robot behind him. Bendar could feel Vrull's hot breath, an even hotter crotch stank, wafting against his face as he came to. He pushed a surge of flux through his outstretched arm towards his assailant, but it bounced off the towering grinder like a quarter bounced off of a tight ass in the 432nd annual Ass Quarter Bouncing Galactic Championship held in the land of.
Shit. I want to hear that story.
I know, we will. It's Ass Quarters. Spank my nuts and massage them into a deep sleep, Fred. I think we're fucked, said Bendar, too exhausted to communicate with the cosmic energy any longer. Fred? But Fred looked as if in a trance, eyes peering forward but unseeing. Weird turkey ear holes open but unhearing. Edible turkey underwear intact but loose. Fred's waddle was glowing.
Wait.
Edible turkey underwear.
Does the turkey taste like... Wait, does his underwear taste like turkey? Or does he just wear underwear that's edible?
I think the turkey wears edible underwear, if I'm understanding correctly.
That's what I'm asking.
You, the listener, gets to decide.
Hooray!
Fred's waddle was glowing a brilliant gold color and appeared to be engorging with every breath he took. From somewhere deep within his body, Fred could feel a light tingling sensation, which rapidly grew into a torrential shaking energy filling his very being. In his mind's eye, he could see a massive battlefield covered in the bodies of the dead. Some were human. Some were trapped in large plastic balls. Some were trash cans. But most of the bodies were of creatures he'd never seen before. The earth was charred and flaming, as if someone had lit Richard Simmons on fire. Yeah, let that one sink in. Charred and flaming.
Well played.
Oh, shit.
And there, standing atop a large hill all alone in the middle of the carnage was, well, himself. Fist raised in the air. He wore, well, I guess it wouldn't be fist. It'd be more like
turkey fist?
Turkey feather hand thing. Turkey he wore fist. A majestic cloak and golden plate armor and had a terrifying bloodlust in his eyes. Fred could bear it no longer. He could feel his sanity slipping away as the visions became ever more poignant, to the point of no longer being able to differentiate between vision and reality. In fear, Fred let loose a monumental gobble, which instantly liquefied Vrull, splashing his remains all over the chamber.
Damn!
Shit!
Yeah. Coated in his former master's death goo, Simple Lurg finally stopped doing the robot and walked over to Bendar and Fred. They both flinched, sure the end was near. That was fucking rad! Do you guys want to be friends? Asked Lurg hopefully as he tucked his masticated genitals into his pants pocket for eventual reattachment.
Ew. Ew.
We'll hear a full story about that later, too.
Oh, shit.
Fred blinked in response. I'm guessing
it involves a stapler.
Yes, space stapler.
Naturally.
Fred blinked in response, visibly shaking and clearly stunned by what had just transpired. Bindar propped himself up onto an elbow while he appraised the grinder's offer and then glanced at his loyal friend. Spank my nuts and order my dinner while I'm away at the bathroom, Fred. You're a fucking mage turkey? Exclaimed Bindar in amazement.
Space mage turkey!
This is amazing!
He'd heard tales in the history books about powerful magical beings that resembled turkeys, but these stories were so fantastical that they were generally regarded as myth. Dusting himself off as he stood, Bindar offered his hand to the buff-ass grinder. Here, what's your name again?
Lurg Wang Hurler,
replied the mighty grinder, bowing low and blasting ass to show respect.
Well, Lurg,
this is Fred, my greatest friend, and I'm Bindar Flynn. Here, grab a hold and let's get the fuck out of here and up to my ship. The two reached down to help Fred up onto his turkey feet, and each placed a wing around his shoulder as they began to ascend the stairs out of the dungeon to the toxic planet surface above. Dot, dot, dot.
Damn. Holy fuck, dude.
Damn. Damn for a third shit. Time.
Wow. Wow. Well played, Jesse.
I don't even know how to respond to Space Mage Turkey.
That shit was amazing.
I didn't hear anything you just said.
I don't even know how to respond to Space Mage Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. That was fucking Thank incredible. You. So incredible.
Very, very indeed.
God damn it.
Thank you.
Jesus fuck. I can't even
I
say
didn't
anything.
Know if it was sci-fi or magic or fantasy or what, but...
Fuck it. Put that shit together.
You made it, just it happened. Work. Holy Christ. Good job.
Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
The Land of thanks you for wasting your time listening to this shit. Your mother would be very proud of your perseverance. Be sure to maintain a tight grip on your genitals until next time. Jesse, Mel, and Nick will be back again soon to take a pee-pee in your ear holes.
It's the mother humping land of.